Everyone, I'm Valerie Green, and this is Harpistry, an audio excursion into music of the harp and its relatives from around the world. In this hour, we've got a set of music featuring harpists from Wales, where the harp tradition has continued unbroken for many centuries and is home to the Welsh triple harp. We'll hear three masters of that instrument in this hour. But first up, from guitarist Chris Newman and Marvin Ahahaseg on harp, from their CD, Dialogues.
Thank you.
The CD is Dialogues by Chris Newman and Moira Nahasig. We started with a piece entitled Three-Piece Suite, followed by Banana Yellow, a tune that Moira says should be played when it's pouring rain and freezing cold. And lastly, we heard Gul Namansawar, a piece of spare, stark beauty with a balance of passion and restraint. It's an example of the older harp music of Ireland, and although its author is unknown, stylistically, it almost certainly was composed by a harper. Wales, one of the Celtic nations, has a long, unbroken history of harping tradition going back many centuries. Unique to that country is the Welsh triple harp, and as its name implies, it's quite different from the single row of strings that most harps are played today. The two outside rows of strings are tuned alike to the diatonic scale, while the inside third row are tuned to the chromatic scale. To say that you have to be able to reach inside between the two rows of strings to play the chromatic ones, that's kind of difficult, so keep that in mind as you listen to the pieces in this next set. We'll start it off with Robin Hugh Bowen. Thank you.
Wedwch fawr i on o wybodaeth o ba beth a gwneud bwyr hiraeth a pha ddefnydd ar oed anno na ddarfod o wrth ei wisgo. Derfydd air a derfydd arian, derfydd melfed, derfydd sidan, derfydd pob dilledyn helaeth, eto yr hyn, ni derfydd hiraeth. Tell me then, you men of learning, why is he right more than yearning? Why, when darkness minds to hide me, he right comes and sleeps beside me. Hiraeth mawr a hiraeth croelon, hiraeth sydd yn torri'n halon, pan fod rymar nos yn casgu, fe ddaw hiraeth ac am deffri. Hiraeth, hiraeth, cilia, cilia, haid a gwasgu mor drwm arna, nesa dipyn at yr erchwyn, gair i mi gael cysgu gronyn, gair i mi I'll cysgu gronyn.
Various artists contribute to the Smithsonian Folkways CD entitled Blagaidirth. And those last two pieces were taken from that CD. We just heard Hiraeth, or Longing. Before that, a medley of The Man and His Steed, paired with If You Do Not Love Me, Go Climb a Tree. Cleo Rioth was the triple harpist on that tune. And we started with Welsh triple harpist Robin Hugh Bowen performing The Bells of the Old Country from his CD Old Hearth. One thing about the harp tradition in Wales is that it has been taught orally, handed down from teacher to student, and all learned by ear. Cleo Rioth is one of the most well-known Welsh triple harpists, and she learned from her teacher, the legendary Nancy Richards. And we'll hear from both of them in this next set. Thank you.
Thank you.
Those last four short pieces were recorded between 1949 and 1972. And although the quality of the recordings are not the best, they still show why Nancy Richards was considered the Queen of the Welsh Harp, which happens to be the title of that CD. And starting that set was one of the Nancy Richards' many students, Leo Rioth, from her CD, Telen.
Thank you.
Sunita Stanislow performing Sally Gardens and Jock O'Hazeldine from her disc Sea and Sky. And we heard from Lynn Barnes and Allison Hampton from their CD Fantasies and Inventions with Dawn and Two Rivers. Check out our website at krvs.org for a playlist and a podcast of today's show. Harpistry was produced in KRVS's Cypress Lake Studios, right here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, who join you in support of public radio for Acadiana. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thank you for joining me on Harpistry.